Good evening to everybody. This is Johnny Boadu. I'm not at home, so I cannot preach on the radio station. I'm out of town, and I don't have all the equipment to preach here, but I want to, you know, preach on this and broadcast to everybody to listen to what I have. Fellow Americans and everybody in the world, my name is Johnny again. Something is bothering me here, and I want to preach about it because it seems like some people don't know what they are doing. Mostly, some people are saying something about something, and I want to preach about what I've heard. By the way, I have a big accent, so anybody listen to me, please pay attention and listen to me very well. I got a big accent, and my English is not well. Good. So please, I know the Holy Spirit is going to speak through me today, so that you guys will understand. So my fellow brothers and sisters, my mom, everybody, my dad, my co-workers, everybody, please, I want you to get a pen and paper, so that whatever the Holy Spirit is going to speak through me today, you are going to understand everything clear. Before I start, I want to pray so that, you know, I can start preaching. Oh Lord, thank you very much for this evening. Right now I'm going to preach about your word. Oh Lord, give me the wisdom and understanding to preach your word. Be me like a straw. Be inside me and speak through me. Anybody who is listening to me, Lord, let that person repent. If the person haven't repent, please let that person repent, so that when you come in your second time, they all come to your place. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen. The other day I was driving with one of my friend and his wife, and his wife asked me, where do I go to church? Well, I told her, and she said, oh, that church, I cannot come there. And I said, why? She said, because that church, they judge. And I was like, what do you mean? How do you know that that church, they judge? And she was saying that one of her friends was a lesbian, and when, you know, she went there, one of them told her that God said lesbianism, you are not going to heaven, so the person have to stop. And I said, do you call that one the judge? What are you talking about? You see, that is written in the Bible. You see, God said any homosexual is not going to heaven. It's written there. So if he tell you, doesn't mean that he's judging you. He's telling you that what is written in the Bible. He's telling you. It seems like some people don't understand the meaning of judge. And even in the Bible, we are going to see who can judge. You see, that is why I'm here today. You know, I should have, you know, broadcast on the radio station Love God FM, but I'm out of town. That's why I'm here, you know, to preach about this word, so that people will know. We are going to quote the Bible. If you are a Christian, you can judge or you can't judge. We are going to find through the Bible and see. See, by the way, you know, I want everybody to get your pen and paper ready and write all the quotation down, so that by the end of this message, you can, you know, check through the Bible if what I'm going to give it to you is wrong or it's not wrong. You see, me, I want fair and justice. Yes, I don't want people to be thinking I am the one saying it. No, it's God who is going to say it through the Bible. So we are going to find out here. Okay. He said you can't judge. We are going to find out here. Now we are going to read. You see, we are going to read Matthew chapter 7. You see, You are going to read Matthew chapter 7. So we can see something there. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. We are going to read. It said, "Do not judge others, and you will not be judged, for you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you used in judging is the standard by which you will be judged." Here, God is trying to say that don't judge others so that you won't be judged the same thing. Now, that's what he's saying. Don't judge others, because when you judge somebody, it's going to be judged the same thing. Let's go to verses 3. He said, "And why worry about a spark in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own?" You see, some people worry about some people's what is in their eye, a log in their eye, while they too, you are having, have the same thing. Let's read here. Then he said, number 4, "How can you think of saying to your friend, 'Let me help you get rid of that spark in your eye,' when you can't see past the log in your own eye?" Number 5, "Hypocrite, first get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the spark in your friend's eye." Here, what God is trying to say here is, don't judge others, because when you judge somebody, you know, that same standard, God is going to judge you. But when you read 3, 4, and 5 coming, it said, why you are worried about somebody's log in your eye, whilst you have the same thing in your eye? You see, so before you can remove somebody's log from his eye, you or Johnny have to remove what is in my eye. I have to remove the log in my eye so that Johnny can see clearly and go and remove somebody's eye. What is somebody's eye? What he's trying to say is, when you are a sinner, you cannot go and tell somebody the person is a sinner. For example, if Johnny is a smoker, I cannot go and tell somebody that you are a fornicator, so stop fornicating, or stop maybe adultery, or stop insulting somebody, because why? I am already in sin. So since I am in sin, I cannot go and judge somebody to stop, because why? I'm a sinner. And that person is a sinner. So why Johnny is a sinner going to tell a sinner to stop? That is hypocrite. That is what the Pharisees used to do. If you read Matthew chapter 23, and Jesus was rebuking them. You see, so now, before Johnny can tell somebody to stop their sin, unless Johnny is clean, Johnny is doing what is righteous, and I can see myself that, yes, I am holy, I can tell somebody to stop their sin. That's what God is trying to say here. You see, so please, let us stop saying that you can judge. You can judge, you can tell somebody to stop their sin, but you have to judge yourself that you are clean before you can tell others to stop their sin. That's what Bible is saying here right now. You see, now let us go back here again. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1 to 4. Okay. All right, he said, "When one of you have a dispute with another believer, how dare you file a lawsuit and ask a scholar court to decide the matter instead of taking it to other believers?" You see, here God is trying to say that if Christians, believers, if they have anything, they shouldn't have to go and give it to the court or the lawsuit for the judge to judge them because they are unbelievers. So they should give the matter to the believers or the pastors or the believers so that they can solve the problem. That's why here he's trying to say. Number two, he said, don't you realize that someday we believers will judge the world? We believers, we are going to judge the world. Then he said, and since you are going to judge the world, can't you decide even these little things among yourself? Number three, don't you realize that we will judge angels? So you should surely be able to resolve ordinary disputes in the life. You see, here God is trying to say that we are going to judge the angels. Who are the angels God is talking about? God is talking about the Lucifer and his people. Lucifer is an angel. You see, Lucifer and his people, the demons who are in this world, who are in this earth, you know, fighting with us. We Christians, we believers who believe Jesus Christ, we are going to judge those people and the followers of the devil. Anybody who do the wrong thing, you are under the devil. So Johnny Bodu is righteous, can judge anybody who are under the devil. That's what God is trying to say here. So I have my right to judge you because why? If Johnny is righteous, I have the power to judge you to stop your sin. That is what God is trying to say here. I have my power to judge you. That's what it's written here. Don't you realize that? No, let's go to my four. And number three. Don't you realize that we will judge angels? So you should surely be able to resolve ordinary dispute in their life. You see, we Christians, we have power to tell you about your sin. If you don't have power to tell you about your sin, why God said, if you see somebody doing what is wrong, you have to tell the person. When you read Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. I'm not going to read. When you get time, you can read Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 16 to 19. God told Ezekiel that go and tell them that what? Like God tell Ezekiel that, you know, she tell them that anybody who sin, he has to tell you. And he said, if you don't tell them and they die in their sin, God will ask their blood from who? Ezekiel. So here, God is trying to say that anybody who sin, you have power to tell them to stop their sin. Because, for example, if Johnny is doing something, Johnny don't know that what I am doing is sin. If I don't know that it's sin, and you have seen that what I am doing is sin, if you don't tell me and I die in my sin, God said he is going to ask my blood from you. Because why? Maybe I didn't know that what I'm doing is sin. And you know, since you know, you should have rebuked me. You should have told me about my sin so that I will stop from it. But God said, if you tell Johnny about Johnny's sin and Johnny don't stop and Johnny die in his sin, then you don't have any problem. God is not going to ask Johnny blood from you. Because why? You told me and I didn't listen. So you don't have any problem. But if you see Johnny doing the wrong thing and you have seen it and you don't tell me and I die in my sin, God said he's going to ask my blood from you because you saw it, that Johnny doing the wrong thing and you didn't tell Johnny to die his sin. It means you don't love me. So God said we should tell people about their sin so that we will not, you know, go to hell. So if somebody tell you about your sin, the person love you, that is the reason why. Not because he hates you. You see, what were Peter, James, John, Andrews, Bartholomew, all of them? They tell people about their sin so that we can repent and go to heaven. So please let us stop saying that, don't judge, don't judge. That is not judge. We are telling you to stop your sin. You see? So if I tell you to stop your sin, to stop smoking, to stop drinking, to stop adultery, to stop luminosity, to stop, insulting, to stop cursing, to stop homosexual, lesbian, and gazing, I am not judging you. But I am judging you. I'm telling you the fact. Because here, it said it's our responsibility to judge you. At the same time, telling you what the Bible is saying. So here, please, it's not a matter of, you know, insulting you, but we are rebuking you so that you can stop your sin. So that when Jesus comes in a second time, you and I will go to heaven. My brother, we are not here to do what is wrong against anybody. If you see somebody tell you about your sin, pray for the person, because why? We love you. That is the reason why. You see, let's go back again. Let's see something here. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Let's see what is there. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 8, it said, but you will receive, you know, when Jesus Christ was talking to the Pharisees, talking to the disciples, and when he was about to, you know, go to heaven, he told them, he said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. Telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the world. Did you hear what he said here? He said, when I go, the Holy Spirit will come. And when the Holy Spirit comes, he will give you the power to preach about Jesus Christ. You see, he said to preach about Jesus Christ everywhere in the whole world. And we are going to find out when you receive the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit speaks through you. When you are speaking, it will tell you the type of the Spirit you have. It will let you know who the Spirit is in you. You see, now we are going to see something here. John chapter 16, verse 7 to 9. Let's see something here. 7 to 9. Let's go to 7 to 9. John chapter 16, verse 7 to 9. We are going to read. It said, Jesus was talking to the disciples. He said, but in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocator, the Holy Spirit, won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. Number 7, Jesus was trying to say that if he don't go back to heaven, the Holy Spirit will never come. So it's better for him to go back. When he go back to heaven, then he will send the Holy Spirit, who is the Advocator, to come to us. Let's see number 8. And when he comes, and when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of its sin, and God's righteousness, and of the coming judgment. Did you hear here? He said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will tell people in this world about their sin. He will tell people in this world about their sin. So now, if you see Johnny Broadway telling you about your sin, it's not because anything, no. It's because the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, when he went back to heaven, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, sent to this world, and he is in me. The Holy Spirit speaks through me to tell people about their sin in this world so that they can go to heaven. Let's see. He said the Holy Spirit is going to what? Let me speak about sin. What is number two? Number two, he said, number eight. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin. Talk about sin to this world. That's why the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you. And of God's righteousness. And the Holy Spirit is going to let the world know God's righteousness, holiness. You see? So that if you stop your sin, he will teach you for you to know about God's righteousness, what God like and what God don't like, so you can be righteous and can be with God. Because God is holy. Before you can talk to God, you too have to be holy. So holy and holy meet together and talk. You see? So I am not judging anybody here. My brother, I love you. Let's see the third one. It said the Holy Spirit is going to speak about sin. Second one, about righteousness, God's righteousness. Number three, he said what? And of the coming judgment. You see, and of the coming judgment, the judgment Jesus Christ is coming to judge this world. We have to preach about it. So that you'll be scared about what is coming. God's judgment is not going to be easy. That is the reason why Johnny is always shouting, I love you. I don't hate you. I love you. That is why I was doing what God liked. Because why? The Holy Spirit in me tells me to tell you about your sin and God's righteousness and the God's second coming judgment. That is why it's written here. John chapter 16, verse 7 to 9. You see, number nine, he said, the world's sin is that it refused to believe in me. You see, the world's sin is to refuse to believe in Jesus Christ. You see, so please, if I tell you to stop something, I am not trying, I don't hate you. I love you. You don't see how I feel pain if somebody is doing what is wrong. I feel pain in me. I feel like, you know, you are lost and I feel pain. It hurts me. You see? Not because I don't love you. I love very well. That is why I blame pastors every preaching. I blame the pastors. Because the pastors are not telling you about your sin. Because why? He don't have the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, you preach about people's sin. The second, about God's righteousness. Number three, about God's second judgment. That is what God, the Holy Spirit, preach about. Jesus Christ, birth, death of Jesus Christ, resurrection of Jesus Christ, ascending of Jesus Christ, second come of Jesus Christ and his character. We don't preach about prosperities. There's no way in the Bible God says, go and preach about the prosperities. No. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. God says, seek ye the kingdom first and its righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. God says, look for God first. After that, that's number one. After that, the second one, be righteousness. Be holy. Then if God see that you are holy, God said he will add everything you will need for you. He didn't say he's going to preach about prosperities. That's why I blame the pastors. The pastor know that this lady have a boyfriend he live with, have a girlfriend he live with, and you are preaching prosperity to him or her. Are you okay? Pastors. You are leading them to hell. Tell them about their sin for them to stop their sin. So that they can become righteous. Then God will add whatever they need for them. God didn't say, you are going to look for it. He said, him is going to give it to you. Salvation is important. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Yeah, verse 1 to 4 or 5. Okay, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirit and teachings that comes from demons. Do you hear here? I want everybody to read here. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Read it. It said, the last days, many people are going to refuse to listen to the word of God, and they are going to listen to preaching, which is from the demon. He said, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last time, some will turn away from the true faith. Some will turn away from the true gospel, the one Johnny is preaching. People will never like it because why? I am telling you about your sin. What I am preaching is what God wants us to preach. But this time, people are going to reject what Johnny is saying about the true faith of Christ. People are going to reject it because why? I am telling you about your sin. You don't like it. That's what he's saying. People are going to turn away from the true faith about Jesus Christ. Now listen here. He said, and follow the deceitful spirit and teachings. Now, people are going to churches where they will never tell them about their sin, about righteousness, about judgment. They don't like it. People are going to turn away from about telling sin, about telling judgment, about telling what? Righteousness. They are going to turn away from those preaching, and they are going to listen to what? This deceptive spirit of teachings that comes from the demon. This time, if your pastor don't preach about salvation, repentance, that means your pastor is preaching about teachings from the demonic spirit. You need a pastor who can rebuke your sin so that you come out from your senses and do what is right so that you can go to heaven. So now God is saying here, people are going to turn away from the true faith, the true teachings, and go for the demonic teachings and preaching. That's why now people don't like me, because why? I tell people about the truth, about what God likes, about what the Holy Spirit tells me. That's why I give it to you. I give you the good food, but you don't like my food. You want a demonic spirit. You want somebody who will lead you to hell. I am not going to sit down. Because why? I know what I have seen. If I haven't seen nothing, I won't come and talk here. I won't come and preach like this. No, I love you, my brother. Repent. Repent. Let's go verses 2. These people are hypocrites and liars, and their conscience are dead. They will say it is wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain food. I don't want to go there. What I want to understand here, in the last days, people are going to turn away from Johnny's teaching. What the Holy Spirit is teaching and preaching to me, people are going to turn away and listen to prosperities. That's the demonic teachings. Instead of for the pastor to preach about salvation and repentance, judgment, rebuke your sin, they are not doing it. Because why? They don't love you. You see? Now, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16. 16 to 17. Okay. All scriptures is inspired by God and is useful to teach. All scriptures in the Bible are inspired by God. So if people say it's not God who wrote the Bible, sometimes I laugh at you. All scriptures in the Bible is inspired by God and is useful to teach. The Bible is useful to teach. You say, all scriptures is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our life. It corrects us when we are wrong and teach us to do what is right. Oh, you see, the Bible teach us what is good and what is wrong. You see here, it teaches what is wrong. You see, it corrects us. The Bible corrects us when we are wrong and teach us to do what is right. The Bible teaches us what is right. It rebukes us. You see, people don't like the truth. People don't like the truth. Oh my God. I don't know. What is going on? I don't know. If somebody tell you we don't judge, that person is a liar. The Bible have said here clearly that we have to tell you about your sin. Because when you sin, heaven, you can never go there. That is why it's written, 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 going. It says, anybody who continues sin is not from God, but it's from the devil. Because it's the devil who started sinning from the beginning. You see, so if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, you stay in with, and you sleep with your boyfriend or your girlfriend every day, and you pray, God, forgive me. You come and sleep with your boyfriend, and you go, God, forgive me. God never forgive you for that way. No, God didn't do that. You are the father of the devil. You know to quit. Tell your boyfriend, your girlfriend, hey, I stop. I have to move. Because I'm Christian. Because the Bible let us know that every fornicator is not going to heaven. We are going to find out here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. Let's see. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9. Okay. He said, don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sin, if you have sex with anybody you have married, it's called fornicator. Fornicator. So, any fornicator, sexual sin, or who worship idols, Illuminati, Freemason, Lord, those who worship secret society, they call saint. Those who call saint, you know, like Illuminati and Freemason and do voodoo. God said, all of you guys, heaven, you are not going there. No. So if I tell you, I love you, so I want you to stop your sin. You see, so if you have a girlfriend, boyfriend, you sleep with, God said, heaven, you can never go there. So I have to tell you to stop it. If I don't tell you and you die in your sin, God will ask your blood for me. That is why I am crying for you every day. Let's go here. He said what? Those who induce in sexual sin or who worship idols or commit adultery. You see, adultery. Those who have a wife and always, you know, have different people around. Okay. That's what God is saying. Adultery, or a male prostitute, talking about homosexual and everything, or practice homosexual, or are thieves, or greedy people, or drunkard. You see, drunkard. Anybody who drink alcohol, God say heaven, you can never come there. I didn't say it too. The Bible is saying it. Okay, you can read it by yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 to 11. You see, or are abusive, or cheat people, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. So if you're doing something wrong and I tell you to stop, I don't hate you. No, I love you. That's the reason why. My brother, my sister, if your boss, your daddy, your mama, your friend, your brothers, your sisters see you doing the wrong thing and they don't tell you, they are wicked. They are murderers. They are wicked people. Because why? They didn't love you. No, no, no. They don't love you. They want you to die. But me, since I have the Holy Spirit, if I see you sin, I cry in my heart. That's why I always tell people to stop their sin. My brother, the day God showed me heaven, that day, my brother, I haven't said that. I am aggressive to worship God, to do what is right so that heaven I can go. When I sin, I go on my knees and I apologize and I have to stop. That is what God wants. My brother, I love you. I don't hate you. The pastors can't tell you about this. Why? Because, one, they don't have the Holy Spirit. If they have it, they will preach like the way I'm preaching. The other day, one guy told me, Johnny, you know why the pastor can't preach like the way you are preaching? And I said, why? He said, because the building, the church building they have, they get a loan from the bank and they are paying mortgage in that building. So when you come to church, they don't tell you about what Johnny you are saying, because if they tell you, you'll quit the church. And they won't get any offering and tithe for them to get money to go and pay the bank back. So because of that, they tell people what they want to hear. That is what the Bible was saying in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It said, the last days, people are going to turn away from the good teachings. The teaching Johnny is teaching, people are going to turn away from it. And they are going to listen to the wrong teachings from the demonic spirits. So if your church pastor can preach about the word of God, what Johnny Broad is preaching, or what is in the Bible, that you have to rebuke, tell people about their sin, tell people about the righteousness, and tell people about the second coming of Jesus Christ, judgment, salvation, and repentance. If they are not preaching about that, it means that your pastor is antichrist. He is money conscious. He needs money, but not you. He don't love your soul. He loves money than you. He wants to tell you what you want to hear so that they can get money to pay their own salary and spend money with their girlfriends and their wife in vacations. But me, my brother, I love you. That's why I'm telling the truth all the time. If I don't love you, I will never tell you. I will never tell you. My brother, I want you to be holy. When you are holy, you come closer to God. You see, how you can be closer to God? It's the more you be holy, and if you do the right, if you do what is right, you read the Bible, and you pray, and you do fasting all the time. I'm giving you 3 to 6 months. You try and see. If you are real, if you are Christian, pray hard, read the Bible, do fasting, do what is right. I'm giving you 3 to 6 months. You will see something. When you sleep, you will see something. My brother, I want you to be closer to God so you see what I'm seeing. I don't hate you. Can't we see? You know for sure that I tell truth more than your pastor. You know it. If I'm lying, you get me. You know it. I tell you what will lead you to heaven. I don't tell you what will lead you to hell. Then I found something online. Benny Hinn. This preacher, Benny Hinn, is selling handkerchief. Oh my God. That man to repent. He need to repent. The day I'll preach about false prophet, people are going to shake on this wall. I'm going to preach about this later. About the false teachings and the false prophet. They will see the power of God. I'm going to shout loud to people to know about Jesus Christ. And those people who are selling those anointing oils to the church members, handkerchief. If you rub your face, you get everything you need. People rejected the Holy Spirit, and now they have put their trust in handkerchief. Are you okay in your head? If you hate me, I don't care. Because even Jesus Christ, he is God. When he came to this world, he spoke the truth. Out of this frankness, he was hated and killed. What about me? I am following Jesus Christ, and his spirit is in me. So I have to follow his steps. So I am telling the truth for you to stop your sin. If I tell you the truth to stop your sin, and you think I am insulting you, I'm not afraid of you. Only God I'm afraid. I am not afraid of anybody on this world. Even president, I'm not afraid of the president. No. I love him. I love Trump. I love him very well. I want everybody to repent and go to heaven. But I'm not afraid of him. God, the power in me is greater than him. Oh, yes. I tell the truth. Yes. You see, this is the time Christians have to stand up and tell the truth. Love everybody. Got to respect everybody. Love president, love senators, love mayors, everybody. Governors, love everybody, but don't be afraid of anybody. Now, brother, if you sin, God can never be closer to you. So do your best to be holy so that God can be with you. That is why Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 to 2. He said, my hand is not short that when you ask something, I can't help you. And I'm not dumb to hear what you are asking me. But because of your iniquity, it has separated you from me. Because of your sin, it has separated you from me. So the moment you sin, God ran away from you. You can't be with God. So when you pray, he can't hear you because you're a sinner. That is why I am always aggressive telling you. Do what is right. If you like, you can call me and I'll pray for you. Oh, yes. Come call me, I'll pray for you. 501-908-5783. For you to do what? Stop your sin. You need to, when I pray for you after that, you need to do what? Do fasting. Pray and read the Bible and stop your sin. You will see. If you do fasting, determination, we're going to work. And don't listen to those pastors. If your pastor don't preach about salvation and repentance, about a judgment, don't go there again. I'm telling the truth. I love you. I love everybody. God bless everybody. God bless you.